Hence, 24 hours for passengers flying over the U.S. A bomb threat called in two Air France passenger jets making emergency landings, one in Salt Lake City, the other forced to land in Halifax. Passengers describing the fear, flight crews in tears. As tonight, airports from coast to coast scramble to stay one step ahead of any new threat. ABC's David Curley covers aviation.
An emergency landing and evacuation of Air France passengers in two separate cities. Anonymous bomb threats shortly after takeoff for Paris.
Air France 065, and are you still bumping fuel?
Yes, sir.
The phoned-in threat said a bomb would go off in 90 minutes.
Air France 65, Salt Lake Tower, you're clear to land.
That flight, landing in Salt Lake City, had left Los Angeles. The other took off about the same time from Washington, landing in Nova Scotia, where passengers were taken off so authorities and canines could screen the jetliner.
I would rather come to Halifax for the night than risk my plane exploding over the Atlantic.
Both jets and 600 passengers cleared. It was a hoax. And with the busy Thanksgiving travel week ahead, the Secretary of Homeland Security is trying to allay any fears.
We continue to encourage the public to travel, attend public events, but remain vigilant and aware.